Senator Kelly Loeffler, Black Lives Matter, Cancel Culture Coming for All Americans. By Robert Krajicek on July 29, 2020. Black Lives Matter and in cancel culture are forces seeking to silence all Americans, said Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, offering her comments in an interview on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Loeffler identified the ideological Marxist foundation of the Black Lives Matter organization and campaign. "We Americans agree with this fact, the life of every African American is important," stated Loeffler. "It matters. We have to root out racism, but that's not what this organization is about. They are trained Marxists," noted Loeffler of Black Lives Matter's founders. "They've acknowledged this. Their primary mission is to defund the police. Listen." As co-owner of WNBA team Atlanta Dream, Loeffler opposed the Women's League's plan to support the Black Lives Matter campaign by placing the left-wing movement's slogans on athletes' clothing. She recommended placement of an American flag on players' uniforms. Loeffler said, "As a WNBA team owner of the Atlanta Dream, I'm the only professional team owner that has spoken out about this, and of course, I've been threatened to be canceled. I had suggested that we not use sports to divide, but rather use its power to unite us as Americans. To come together, to go forward and understand that we all want to achieve the same thing. But, Black Lives Matter is a divisive organization and they're promoting anti-Semitism and violence around the country. I've been threatened with removal of my right to own my business," said Loeffler. "Some have suggested I should step out of the Senate for speaking out against Black Lives Matter. That's why I went to Washington as a political outsider. I am a voice for people in this country that feel that they don't have a voice. In fact, 62% of conservatives feel like they can't speak out." Marlowe warned of a broader trend of self-censorship among Americans in response to increasingly aggressive left-wing intimidation campaigns driven by news media, industry, and the political establishment. "This concept of canceling people from their own business, it is very frightening to a lot of people, and I think it's having a major chilling factor," Marlowe said. "I think this is how we're going to lose in the long run when it comes to advancing conservative values." Loeffler replied, "I think there's a risk, but I also think that there's a major silent majority at work here. The left's pursuit of political compliance will not end with sports if it is permitted to continue," Loeffler concluded. She warned, "Like the president said, they are not coming after me. They're coming after you, and they don't want to just cancel us in sports. This is much bigger than sports." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.